What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the What's Up, Be podcast. It's Kevin, and I'm back from New York. I went to New York, came back, and I'm safe in Seattle, in my home. And yeah, let's get into this episode. I was in New York for 6 days. I think it was 5 nights and 6 days, which is pretty long. And that was my very first time in New York State at all. And so it was very, 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 very exciting. Just because ever since quarantine, or even kind of before quarantine, I haven't really left Washington or been on a plane. The last time I was ever in the airport or really been on the plane was when I went to Korea in 2018, the summer of 2018, which is right before I started college. And that was a crazy experience too, because that was my first time in Korea. And dude, I can't get over the fact that, like, yeah, Korean food's good here, but like, Korean food is good in Korea. I mean, like, obviously, right? But yeah, dude, it's so good in Korea. But yeah, that was the last time, and I've always wanted to just go on a trip. Just go on a trip with my own money. Just completely from start to beginning, just paid for by me, and just do it all by myself kind of thing. And so I went to New York, and I've never been to the East Coast ever in my life until like a week ago. So if I start from the beginning of the trip, right? I tried to record some of my trip or a lot of my trip on a camera. And so there might be like a video that I just try to post or try to make. But man, as soon as I landed in JFK and went outside, okay, first of all, it was humid. Humid AF. I didn't know that it was so humid there. But it was humid, and I landed at 12 a.m. So like at midnight. I landed at midnight. And I needed to get to my Airbnb right away. I was in communication with them, so props to my hosts at the Airbnb for staying up until like 1 a.m. basically. Yeah, so I landed, went outside of JFK, and I needed to take an Uber to my Airbnb, and holy crap. I've never heard so many cars honking practically every second I was waiting outside. And there were so many cars, so many people, even though it was like midnight, there's like a lot of people there. And I went on like a weekday, and so I was like, what the heck? Why are there so many people right now? Because, I mean, it's summer. Maybe that's why. But I didn't go on like a holiday. I just went on like kind of like a random day in the summer. And so I was like, man, already I feel like I'm in New York because it's like crazy honking and just so many people running, cars going crazy. And yeah, so I got my Uber, thankfully, pretty quickly. And as we were going back to the Airbnb, I still couldn't believe I was in New York, to be honest. I was just like, man, what? What's going on right now? And there's a huge traffic. I waited in traffic. We're like 10 minutes away from the Airbnb, but it wasn't going to take 10 minutes because there was a crash and there was a huge traffic where literally no one was moving. The car wasn't moving for like a good 20, 30 minutes. And this was like 12:30 a.m. And I'm just like, my God, this is so freaking stressful right now because car's not moving. Person at the Airbnb is probably like, where the F is this guy? why is it taking him so long to get from the airport to here? Yeah, and it was pretty stressful, but as soon as I got into the Airbnb, I was like, I got to the Airbnb safely, and the person was so nice. The Airbnb host, I think she was a bit on the older side, but she was really nice, and they had four cats, I think, or four or five cats, so which I'm not used to because I've never had animals in my house ever, or pets or anything like that. So yeah, that was, I mean, the cats were very just calm, and they were like sleeping under my bed sometimes, and I'm just like, okay, not used to this, but it's fine. They're very friendly cats. But yeah, I slept in Brooklyn for the first 3 days and then in Manhattan the next 3 days. But I think what I got from like just being in Brooklyn is that it's definitely not like Seattle or the suburbs of Washington, but it's definitely more similar. So I went from JFK Airport, which was hectic chaos, and I went to Brooklyn, which was just peace and quiet. And I just had a lot of food. I had, what did I eat in Brooklyn? Man, I don't know what I ate in Brooklyn. Frick. I remember just waking up late though. So in Brooklyn, I woke up late. Woke up at like 11 a.m. And then my host actually made me breakfast, which was really nice. She's like kind of a chef, low-key. My host was an artist, or she still is. And there's so many paintings in the rooms. The place was just so nice. That was my first time doing an Airbnb like myself also. As soon as I went out of the Airbnb the next day, I went to Industry City, which was like, it's just like steel. It seems like it's like one of those places where there's just like a lot of, it feels like they make steel there, but there's like a lot of restaurants, stores, whatever. And after that, I went to Dumbo, which was kind of where the Brooklyn Bridge is. That famous place where everyone takes a photo of the Brooklyn Bridge, with like the brick walls and all that. I literally walked there for like 3 hours, just walking, looking around. There's a place where there's like over 10 basketball courts, and there's like a lot of soccer fields, and just this recreational place. That was pretty sick. Yeah, but I remember just it was approaching like 8 p.m. and I just sat by the pier on the benches where you can see Manhattan, the skyline of Manhattan. Man, from there I was like, I can't believe this place is real. You know, I've only seen on TV, YouTube, whatever it is, movies of this place, and I'm just staring at it in real life. Took a lot of photos. Just sitting there, I just still couldn't believe that I was here and that this place existed. Yeah, so after that, I went back to the Airbnb, and I talked with the Airbnb host for like an hour and a half. Just asking, we were just talking a lot about what, we were talking about like art, which was very interesting because something that I never really have been in conversation with someone for that long just about like art or painting or something that I don't do. Right? I've talked about sports for a long time or like whatever it is, but never have I ever talked to someone about art for that long. And I think it's just interesting just to talk to someone that has, that is experienced. It was just nice that it was comfortable for me to talk. And that my host was comfortable to talk to me about like, just talk, you know, coming back from whatever, walking around, looking around, sightseeing, and just be able to talk to the host was really nice. Like the best first Airbnb experience I could ever had. And then this is where like crazy stuff happens, because I didn't know, but the day before I go to Manhattan, right? So I spent three nights technically in Brooklyn. And the day before I go to Manhattan, I'm like, holy crap. There's going to be a hurricane. There's going to be a freaking hurricane. And I have to drive Uber across the bridge that goes to Manhattan from Brooklyn. And so I'm freaking out because I'm like, well, am I going to be able, if worst comes to worst, where am I going to stay, right? Am I going to be on the streets in a hurricane if I can't go to Manhattan, or like, what the frick is going on? But when I came back the last night to the Airbnb, she was like, oh, don't worry about it, you'll be fine. Like, if there's a hurricane, we're not going to freaking send you in the streets to die. You can stay here. But yeah. And so I remember texting some of my friends that were already in Manhattan, and they're just like, holy crap, what, are we going to hang out? And we're all just like, YOLO. Just let's just meet up anyways. And I was like, okay, what the frick, whatever, screw it. But yeah, I was worried because living in Washington, hurricane is not a thing, or those strong of winds and rain. Yeah, we get a lot of rain in Seattle, but like not like a hurricane, you know. And so yeah, I was praying to God that night that like I could just go to Manhattan, because I really wanted to be there and I didn't want it to be an inconvenience here and all that. So I woke up pretty early and I looked outside and there was like, there's a slight rain. And I was like, okay, sounds good. I checked the weather app and everything, and there's like, oh, it's slight. It was like rain, just rain. I'm like, okay, that's good. It's not like craziness. And so I get, and the Uber host got sick, right? She got like food poisoning. And she was talking about the night before, but she got food poisoning. And so she was like, oh wow, that's actually pretty good, because I don't know how I'd have been be able to take care of you. Like, and so everything worked out. I got into Uber, went to Manhattan. Low-key was freaking out in the Uber because it was getting pretty rainy. And once I arrived in Manhattan, it got rainy. And I was like in contact with my friends. I was like, are we still hanging out? They're like, yeah, we're still hanging out. I was like, okay. Well, I don't have a freaking umbrella. Yeah, I was scared. No umbrella. In the middle of a hurricane, basically. We went to Chinatown. So we met up in Chinatown and we got boba, we got food, and man, we had to walk to our friend's house from the restaurant. We got takeout and holy shit, we got drenched in rain. Luckily my other friends had umbrellas, and oh my God, I've never been that destroyed by rain and wind. I think I might have videos or whatever, but holy crap. I was wearing an Oakley like rain kind of jacket, But after that, I realized that my rain jacket was not like waterproof or even, I don't even think water resistant, because my shirt was freaking drenched in water. That was, yeah, okay, that was quite the experience. But I think at that time I was just like, man, this is great, because this is great because it's like something I'm experiencing, something that I've never would have experienced if I was in Seattle. But at the same time, I was like, this sucks because it's hard to go places. Can't be just walking around is not a thing, especially for that day, for the first day I was in, what is it, Manhattan. And so, yeah, that was good. Next day comes around, I'm just like, okay, hopefully it doesn't rain today. Hopefully hurricane's dying down. I mean, it said it was gonna die down the next day, the second day I was in Manhattan. So I wake up, still kind of wet, but not no rain. No rain. Actually pretty like, it's not even, I don't even think it was that cloudy. So I was like, okay, I'm going out, getting breakfast. I go to get bagels. Never had New York bagels or like the bagel sandwich in New York. So I go to that place and I get a bagel. I'm like, yes, no rain, but I got a bagel. And then as I'm eating my bagel, like as I'm eating my bagel, I'm like, one of those stand up tables, small like tables where I'm eating and it's facing the outdoor. As I'm eating my bagel, it's freaking raining. It's raining like crazy. And so I'm just like, okay, frick me. Had no umbrella, should have brought one, but I didn't think it was gonna rain because the weather looked so nice. But I like finished my bagel and I'm just like, frick, I had places to go, but it's gonna run to my hotel. I was like, frick it. I don't give a crap anymore. This is what I have to deal with. I run back to my hotel. And yeah, I change because it's, I'm wet. I'm drenched in water and rain. And I kind of just like wait until like it stops raining, you know? And so yeah, I kind of just wait until it starts raining. Because I want to go to Joe's Pizza. I don't know if you guys ever been to Joe's Pizza or been in New York before, but it's a pretty popular place. And so I'm just like, okay, I want to go to Joe's Pizza. This is for lunch. And it stops raining. And I'm like, okay, perfect. This is time. I got to go now. I rush outside. Not raining whatsoever. And I just run, not run, kind of just like kind of speed walk because I'm like, freaking my rain or I feel like it will rain. So I speed walk to Joe's Pizza, get my pizza. It was, Joe's Pizza was honestly one of the best pizzas I've had. I mean, the only pizzas I've had is like Papa John's or like Pizza Hut or something like that, but really good. For sure. I got the Supreme Pizza. And man, I don't know what. I think it was just the fact, like the vibe, or just the fact that I was in New York maybe made it taste better. I was really hungry also, so maybe that is what it is. But definitely, it tasted really good. And after I ate my pizza, I wanted to go out and explore Times Square. Right, like Times Square, the most iconic place ever. And so I try to go outside, but what do you know? It's freaking raining once again. And so there's like a bunch of covered areas like on the sidewalks, 'cause like some places have construction and you know there's like that railing kind of covered area. And so I just stand there for a good like 20 minutes. And there's like other people standing there too. It's like, wow, this is pretty New York to just be like, on the rails or like see people walking, whether regardless if it's raining or not, because they're in a hurry, or people just waiting because they're not in a hurry. And I mean, I wasn't in a hurry, so I just like waited. And I remember just like waiting there and standing there, looking outside and just being like, okay, now I'm in New York. I don't know what it really was, but I just kind of just remember seeing people's faces, seeing like, oh, I'm pretty sure that person's a tourist, or oh, I think that person actually lives here and is getting to work or something or doing whatever they need to do. But yeah, just observing that and just staring and just standing there in the rain under a covered area, really made me feel like, okay, wow, this is what New York kind of is, or this is what it feels like to be here. And it's like a feeling I expected, but in magnitude, it was way more intense for me. Okay, so after that, there was, I don't think it ever rained after that, which was really good. And this was like in the afternoon, like maybe 12 or something. And so after that, I went to go meet up with my friends again. And I didn't even know, but it was my friend's birthday that actually is living in New York. Right. And so me and the other friend that had to go to his place was like, oh, let's get a cake for him. And so we got two like slices of cakes from Paris Baguette, I think is what it's called. Apparently it's a Korean, it's like originated from Korea, I think. Don't quote me on that actually. I don't know, but there's like on the boxes it like was in Korean for some reason. I was like, oh, it's from Korea basically. Okay, whatever. Basically, we got two slices of pizza and we went to Washington State Park to go meet up with my friend and surprise him with cake. And so we meet up. We're like, hey, yo, we got you cake. And you're like, oh, yeah, happy birthday kind of thing. And as we open it on like the benches around the fountain in Washington State Park, we just open it and we're like, oh, let's eat this before we go anywhere else. And this guy who's smoking a blunt comes over and he's for sure high, right? He comes over and we're just like, okay. Well, in my head, I'm like, okay, yeah, this guy is for sure high, just from what he's looking like right now, and he's smoking a blunt, so I'm thinking he's high. And he's like, man, that cake looks so good. He just comes over and says, he doesn't say, oh, can I have the cake or can I have a bite? He's like, man, that cake looks so good. And I think one of us like we're like, oh, you dude, do you want a bite? And so we like give him one of our forks and he like takes a bite and he's like, his face, I'm telling you, it's like he's in heaven. He is so satisfied with the cake that he just ate. I've never seen someone eat something like that and just look so satisfied. Right. It's like that cake was the best thing he's ever had in his life. And he proceeds to eat it, and you know, this is like COVID times and whatever. And so we're just like, shoot, like is this for me? I'm recording the entire thing on the phone, so I have video of this entire experience. But he's just eating the entire thing, and he proceeds to just eat the entire thing basically, and we kind of just let him eat. The birthday boy, he eats with him basically, and yeah, he basically eats our entire cake. And we're just like, okay, well, it's fine. Like, for me, in my heart, I was just like, in my mind, I was just like, well, this guy is enjoying it way more than I w ever would. And so, why not just let this guy eat it? Because he's the one that's enjoying it. You know, I don't care. We bought it, but he's enjoying it, so I'm just like, okay, I'm not gonna eat any. He's enjoying it. Let this guy have it. And yeah, that was so random, but so memorable for me. Because yeah, so memorable. After that, we go to a ramen place, we go explore. I don't know if that first guy was homeless or not. You know, I don't want to judge, but we come around at like 9 p.m. We're walking around. We're trying to go back to Times Square, actually, while we were towards Chinatown, right? Or I think we were. So we had to go back up to subway back up to Times Square. But before that, before we get on the subway, before we go down the stairs to the subway, we come across this basketball court, okay? And it's like really dark. And the basketball court has no lights. This is like an outdoor basketball court. But we come across this guy at a basketball court, right? And through the fence, the guy's like, yo, yo, let's play one-on-one. Let's play one-on-one, right? To me and my friend. To me and my friends. And he's like, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. And the birthday boy, he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm down. I'm down. And so he goes in to the basketball court, and me and my other friend are just watching from outside. And apparently, like, I hear this while they're talking inside. They're like, oh, let's make a bet. The guy was like, oh, if I beat you, then you gotta buy me a burrito. And I was like, okay, like, is this guy homeless or what's going on, right? And so they play 1v1 for a burrito, basically. And and birthday boy loses. And so the guy was actually pretty good, not gonna lie. He was big, he was tall, big. And yeah, and he buys him a burrito. I mean, he tried to play 1v1 again, and he's like, "Oh, yo, let's bet for my niece's like school supplies or something." It's like, man, like, what the heck? This guy is like bawling for his money, which I respected, but yeah, we just got him the burrito, and so yeah, that was quite the experience, right? And so we got back to Times Square. And when we got back to Times Square, this was my first time in Times Square at night. All right. With all the, like, the, what is it called? Boards or the screens where they have, like, advertisements or whatever. It's my first time at night. And I think I was just like, my God, this place is crazy. Again, I had one of those moments where I was like, man, I'm in New York right now. Like, what? How am I in New York right now? This is crazy. And so, yeah, we take pictures or whatever. But, man, I think the first thought I had when I was like in the center of Times Square, just looking around, doing a 360, was like, I want to be displayed on there one day. No, like, I'm gonna be displayed on there one day for something, or something I make is gonna be displayed on that screen or on one of those screens, or I will be displayed on those screens. Like, I have made it like just like a goal of mine to just somehow get myself on that screen, whether if it's like something I make or just me. But I want to be on there. And I don't know, it just sparked, like, that was like basically the first thought I had. I was like, shoot, I wish I was on there. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna make it happen. Maybe What's Up You will be on there. I don't know. But yeah, it's so, like, I think when I was just there, So it was my other friend's last day. She went back to hotel because she has to get up early for the flight or whatever. And my friend, we were still there. I kept on saying like, "Can't believe this is real, can't believe this is real." And then, I think, yeah. And so there, I was like, "My God, this is crazy." Yeah, that's like all I had to say, honestly, while I was there, because it is crazy. Like, bro, it's huge. I think the thought I had was, I remember just we were to sit down somewhere in the middle of Times Square, and it feels like for a moment, I remember it felt like I felt so small because everything was so big, like the screen, the buildings, just literally everything felt so big. And just looking around 360, it's like it feels like, you know, when like all the noise is canceled out and you're just like, holy crap, like in movies or something like that. That's literally how it felt like for me. And so yeah, it's something I'll just never forget, just being there and exploring. Yeah, so yeah, and that was pretty much it. Like, I hung out again with the birthday boy's friend the next day, grabbed dinner and stuff. A lot of the stores closed at like 8 p.m. or something, and that's when we like looked around to go into stores and whatnot. So this is a bummer, but still saw pretty much everything. And then this is where this is the cherry on top of the entire freaking trip, okay? This is the cherry on top. 'Cause you're like, "Oh, frick, you just clickbaited me," 'cause you're like, "Oh no." Yeah. When did you meet Bobby Lee? If you guys don't know who Bobby Lee is, he's like a comedian. He is a stand-up comedian. He has a podcast called Tiger Belly. I've posted about it on my story before, and I've talked about him before on this podcast. But yeah, he's like one of those people that I can like watch regularly. Like his podcast. Like one of the few podcasts I listen to. And so I go to JFK. Oh my God. I forgot to mention. So from Manhattan, right? So this is when I go back to Seattle. The day I go back to Seattle, I had planned on taking a helicopter to Manhattan, to JFK. So from Manhattan to JFK, there's a helicopter ride that takes you to JFK in from Manhattan to JFK in like 15 minutes or something like that. Really fast. If you have to drive, it takes like an hour or something. And if you Uber, it's like over $100. Most people subway, I think. But I was like, I'm just gonna take a helicopter ride. And got this info from a YouTuber that I watch called, his name's Ellie Choi. He's the one who that I never knew about it until he like made a video on it. But it's $195 for this helicopter ride from Manhattan to JFK. Usually it's like $1,000 if you look on there, but it's like, oh, $195, that's a steal, I'm taking it. And it's super convenient, right? As soon as I get into the like lobby area before we board the helicopter, there's like a person, and she's like at the bar, and she's like, "Yo, do you want any drinks or anything?" I'm like, "What the frick?" This, I feel like I'm like the richest person alive. They're just offering me like ginger ale or water or like actual beer or something like that. like, oh no, I'll just take water. But yeah, they offered me drinks, and I was like, what the frick? I'm not even rich. Yeah, and the helicopter ride was insane, right? Another view of the skyline of Manhattan and just of New York in general. So I recorded the whole thing. Maybe I post a video on it somewhere. But yeah, it was words cannot explain kind of deal. But I got to the airport and my flight was at like 3:30 or something. So it's like after lunchtime. But I got to the airport at like 1:30. So I got it pretty early. And security had like no line. And so I was like, okay, before I get on this plane, I'm going to have lunch because I'm going to be hungry. And I'm looking for a restaurant at the airport, right? So I find my gate to know where my gate is. And then I'm like, okay, I need to get lunch. And so I look for a restaurant. And JFK is really pretty big. And it's like long. And so I'm just going down this alley looking for food. And there's like Shake Shack, but there's a huge line. I didn't want to wait. There's other restaurants, but there's a bunch of line everywhere. So I get to like the end, like basically all the way to the end. And I see this restaurant that has like no wait. And I get in. She's like, oh, do you want to sit at the bar or do you want a table? I was like, oh, I'll just sit at the bar because I'm by myself. And as I'm getting onto my seat, right, like the bar is on the left, right side, and there's like tables on the left side. But as I'm like getting to my seat on the right side, I look to my left, right? I'm just like looking around. And I see this guy with long hair, mustache, Asian dude. And it's like, that guy looks super familiar. Okay. I was like, that guy, I've seen that guy before. Asian guy. And I was looking at it and I'm like, there's no way that's Bobby Lee. Like the guy, ever since quarantine started, before quarantine, I've never really watched this guy ever. Only time I saw him was like MTV, the nuclear scientist. North Korean nuclear scientist dude when he did that sketch. But after that, I've never really watched him ever. So starting from quarantine is when I watched Bobby Lee, his podcast, some of the stand-up stuff, and got to know like some of his life basically. So I was like, there's no way this guy's Bobby Lee, bro. And I like sit down at my bar first, right? It's like, okay, I'm 99% sure this is Bobby Lee right now. And it's like thinking, like this is me thinking really fast. So this is all in a matter of like 10 seconds. But I'm just thinking like, Frank, should I just go talk to him? Frank, should I ask for a picture? What should I do? Right? I've never met like a celebrity that close to me, like physically that close. And so I'm kind of freaking out because I've only seen this guy through my computer screen and TV, right? And I was like, frick, 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 frick. And I was like, okay, YOLO, I'm never going to see him ever again, right? Like, when am I ever going to see this guy? What are the chances, right? I was looking for a restaurant. And I could have just went to Shake Shack, right? I went all the way to the end to find a restaurant. And the restaurant I found, Bobby Lee was sitting right behind me. Like directly behind me, like 10 feet behind me. And so I'm like, okay, there's no way I'm just being like, okay, that's Bobby Lee, and having him leave the restaurant without saying anything, right? So, okay, frick this. I'm going YOLO. Like, and I walk behind, I'm like, I'm nervous as hell, okay? So nervous. And I'm just like, yo. I'm like, hey, are you Bobby Lee? And he's like looking at me like, he's not smiling, but he's like, oh, shoot. This guy recognized me. I was like, yo, I'm a huge fan. Can I get a picture? And then, oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it right here. Pull my phone, get a picture. Dude, he's a pro at this, right? He smiles for the camera, and I'm just like, he's actually a celebrity where people have asked him this a million times. Because it's like his expression was, he wasn't smiling at first. And then it's like smiling for a camera is automatic for him. You know, and for me, in the picture, I might post this on the Instagram, but for me, I was just like, holy crap. Like, this is, like, I was nervous. My face, in my facial expression, you've probably seen the photo, but I was nervous as hell, man. I was nervous, bro. And after that, I was so nervous. I didn't get to talk to him much longer. But yeah, I was freaking the F out the entire time. I was like, I just met Bobby Lee. I just met Bobby Lee. You know, he gave me a fist bump, bro. Oh my gosh, bro. My goodness. And you know, the way he dresses is the same as he dresses in Tiger Belly, which is like just sweatpants, like a kind of a beat up shirt, slides. But I looked at his bag and his slides and everything. It's like designer stuff. But man, dude, I was like, holy crap, that's Bobby Lee. Oh my God. Yeah, so that's what it feels like to meet a celebrity kind of deal. And that was literally the cherry on top of this entire trip. Because never did I expect to meet Bobby Lee. This guy lives in LA. But for whatever reason, he was in New York. And so, man, you know, I've like thought before, like, what would I do if I met a celebrity or something like that? Everything went out the door. This is nervous, but got a picture. Dang, bro. So I can't believe I met Bobby Lee. What the frick? You know, like, if quarantine never happened, I would never have been into Tiger Belly or any podcast, really, I think. And so for me to have, like, you know, I don't even know if I would be in New York if a quarantine ever happened. Like, I don't even know, right? So, like, quarantine really changed, bad way and good way, and you know. But I think it's just crazy how quarantine happened, started listening to Tiger Belly and Bobby Lee. Meeting Bobby Lee the one time, first time I go to New York, the one time I'm at JFK, and the one time he's probably not in LA. One thing I realized is that it's what you do that determines who you'll surround yourself with, right? A lot of people say that, like, if you surround yourself with certain people, you become some way. And I think that's very true, but I feel like it also works for the other way around, where if what you do and like what you're determined to do kind of determines who you surround yourself with, right? Like, this is drawn out of proportion for me, where like I plan myself to go to New York and I meet Bobby Lee, right? That's coincidence for sure. But I'm just like, well, if you, let's just say for like your major, for instance, or what you want to study, kind of, right? If you want to study computer science, like, I'm guessing that you're going to be surrounded with people that do computer science, whether it's now or later. And you know, and so for me, I'm just like, I'm gonna do podcasting. I'm gonna try to be a software engineer, because that's what I want to be surrounded by. Like, people that get on this podcast, some people actually ask me, like, oh, can I be on it again? And it's like, okay, those are people that actually want to talk and be on the podcast. Like, you know, like, if I never did this, I would never be talking or on a podcast with someone, kind of deal, you know? Or if I never did computer science, never got in my major, then I probably wouldn't meet the people that I'm probably going to meet at my new school or whatever it is, right? I just got to do it, you know? Sometimes you just got to do it. And doing it is like a huge step. Most people just don't do it, you know? Like they have given up, they have just quit, and or they're half-assing it. You know what I mean? And so like doing it is such a big step in whatever direction you're trying to go. Just like practicing, just actually studying or recording an episode of a podcast or uploading a video, editing a video. Just doing it itself is such a big win. I think if you like don't give up, you can actually get to where you want to. Or this is such a like cliche to say, but I'm more so like seeing that I actually have to be doing something. I actually have to be determined to do something or actually do something for me to surround myself with people that I want to be surrounded by. And so, yeah, that was my New York trip, honestly. I wish I made a good vlog, but half of the vlog is just me just recording what I'm looking at instead of like an actual vlog. So maybe I'll post it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that, but it was great. New York was amazing. Thank you to the friends that were able to hang out with me at New York or coincidentally there. But yeah, that was great. This is the end of this episode. Next episode, I have another guest on. So stay tuned for that. And I'll see you guys later.